Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy and I'm joined by Chris Gillam. Coming up, we have more items of news, a regular football chat and a feature about the Cromer Shoal chalk beds. Before we launch into news items, we have information desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up and a chance to keep in contact.
Not many messages this week, must be the post-Christmas lull. The first one is for Mrs. Jean Farrow to thank you for your very kind donation. Much appreciated. Thanks go to Mrs. Ellen Berry, Mrs. E. Arnold and Mr. G. Smith for the used stamps. They are filling the bag for the NNAB up nicely. You are quite right, Raymond Dickens. The memory stick you returned is not working. I have sent you a replacement with this week's recording. Thank you for your telephone message, Nigel King. It's good to know that you enjoy all the recordings. Lastly, just to let you know that in next week's edition of Chatterbox, you will be able to hear Chris Skinner's Countryside Report.
There will be an audio-described performance of Matthew Bourne's Sleeping Beauty on Saturday, the 12th of March at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be booked direct from the Theatre Royal box office on 01603 63 00 00. That's 63 00 00.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a tables and chairs licence on the highway from the proprietors of Greggs outside their premises at 82 Coleman Road, Norwich, for a total of 2 tables and 6 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 10th of February. His telephone number is 01603 212 761. That's 01603 212 761. Email licensing@norwich.gov.uk. And that's all from Information Desk this week.
Now on to our first batch of news items. We'll start with news based on theatre. The Theatre Royal celebrates the success of its pantomime, and a school enjoys a visit from some of its stars, and Sprowston High School is to help in the Royal Shakespeare production of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Not to be outdone, the Puppet Theatre is another success story, and the Maddermarket Theatre makes up a trio of theatres with news of an auction of some of their props.
Norwich Theatre Royal is celebrating a cracking festive season with the venue's Christmas show generating a record-breaking £1 million and more at the box office. About 65,000 people enjoyed watching the pantomime Snow White, which ran from December the 15th until January the 17th. The total amount of tickets sold was 65,018, beating the 60,996 ticket sales for the theatre's previous pantomime, Peter Pan. In all, 87% of the seats available for Snow White were filled. The show saw former Sprowston High School pupil Amy Howes take on the title role in a cast that also included Jennifer Ellison as the wicked Queen Evelyn, panto writer and director Richard Gauntlet as the flamboyant nurse Dorothy Dumpling, and comedy favourite Ben Langley as the enthusiastic Muddles. Norwich Puppet Theatre joined forces with the Theatre Royal to create puppets for the Seven Dwarfs, and Beccles-based Scenic Projects created the sets. The whole show received strong praise from audiences and critics alike. Audience members were also generous in supporting the theatre's Stage 2 project, with bucket collections raising £11,889.52 for the development of the new building, which is to become the new home of the theatre's arts course, as well as hosting a wide range of other learning opportunities.
Pantomime fun was on the timetable for some Norwich school pupils. Young people from Arden Grove Infant and Nursery School enjoyed an afternoon full of song when they were visited by members of the cast of Snow White at the Norwich Theatre Royal. Pantomime ensemble members Emily Bellingham and Nicola Muai led the workshop, along with pianist Mark Reed. The event followed on from a previous event at the school with Ben Langley, who plays models in the pantomime. Nicholas said, "I was really excited to meet everyone and to take Boris the Dwarf outside Pantoland. It was also great to see the children get involved in the workshop and have a really good time." Emily added, "The children picked all the songs up really well during the workshop. We're really looking forward to welcoming the Arden Grove pupils and their families to see the show."
A group of Norfolk school pupils are to share the stage with the Royal Shakespeare Company for a special production celebrating the life of the great wordsmith. The 30 young people from Sprowston High School have been picked to appear in the Norwich performances of the RSC's touring production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, a play for the nation which is marking the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. They will join the RSC when it brings the Shakespearean comedy about romance, magic and mischief to Norwich Theatre Royal in April and will play Queen Titania's Fairy Train. Sprowston High School teacher Anna Lawrence, who is leading the project at the school with Debbie Money, said the pupils were thrilled to be taking part and looking forward to working on their scenes. Sprowston High School is one of a number of schools taking part nationwide. Jackie O'Hanlon, the RSC's Director of Education, said, "2016 is a very special year as we celebrate the legacy of a man whose work, 400 years on, is still studied and performed the world over."
Norwich Puppet Theatre is celebrating its festive show being its most popular in recent years. About 2,700 people enjoyed watching Rumpelstiltskin at the City Theatre over the Christmas period. Nearly 2,000 tickets were bought for the public performances of the show, a 30% increase compared to ticket sales for the theatre's 2014 Christmas production of Beauty and the Beast. On top of this, about 700 pupils enjoyed watching the theatre's school performances. Ian Woods, the theatre's operations manager, said he believed it was the theatre's most successful Christmas show in the last 5 years. Joy Haynes, Norwich Puppet Theatre's director, added, "We're delighted with the success of the show. As a small independent theatre and charity, we rely on the support of our audiences, and this increase in visitors has provided a vital boost to the organisation." Norwich Puppet Theatre collaborated with Ripstop Theatre to create the Rumpelstiltskin production, which took the traditional Brothers Grimm version of the story and added a few extra twists.
From the White Witch's sleigh to vintage costumes, an array of theatrical delights and more are set to go under the hammer next month. The Madder Market Theatre in Norwich is hosting an auction of props, costumes and curiosities on February the 5th to raise funds for new sound equipment. The complete list of auction lots is still to be decided, but among the items people will be able to buy are props from the theatre's recent Christmas show, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, which transported audiences into the magical world of Narnia. People will be able to bid for everything from the White Witch's sleigh to some leopard puppets to Mr. Tumnus's rocking chair. There will also be memorabilia from other shows, including the wind machine used in The Ghost Train and a painting of Murder on the Nile, as well as vintage costumes and sound and lighting equipment that the theatre no longer uses. The auction will be run by auctioneers T.W. Gaze. Peter Beck, one of the theatre's creative directors, said the money raised would help the theatre to update its technical equipment.
Now we welcome the return of Chris Gorham and Rob Butler from Radio Norfolk, who chat about the fortunes of Norwich City Football Club.